Welcome back to the Green Zone pregame show as the Riders take on the Bombers at Princess Auto Stadium. 6 o'clock is the kickoff on TSN. We're also bringing you up to date on game five of the American League Championship Series. The Jays are trailing Seattle 1-0 after the third inning as they get to the top half of the fourth inning with Lucas at the plate. But speaking of plates, it's time to find out who's going to eat.
Who's going to eat with Belton Johnson?
Presented by Sherwood Co-op.
1, 2, 3, let's eat!
Each and every week here on the Green Zone pregame show, we look at the matchups and tell you which matchups we like best for the defenses and offenses of both teams taking part. And Belton Johnson leads the segment and then wraps it up with his tailgating tip. Oh, boy. Let's hurry through who's going to eat, as I can now see and smell.
I didn't even give you a tip what it was, Jamie.
No, you didn't.
All right. Let's
go. It doesn't matter. Right. It smells delicious. Outside the studio, it's wafting in. I mean, okay. I usually say where we're going to start. I don't care. I'm going to tell you where we're starting because I'm so curious.
All right.
We're starting with the Bomber offense.
Oh, man.
Because each time.
I'm going to save it on last because I hadn't even looked at it.
Each time the Riders play the Bombers, Belton takes Nick Dembski. Every single time.
And Dembski plays great. He always takes him, but Dembski always has good games against him.
He's a playmaker, man. Yeah.
But he is out. He's not playing today.
Man.
Belton.
Where am I?
Who's going to eat for the Bombers offense today?
I'm going to have to. I think the Riders have stopped the run, so that's why I'm not.
Okay, you're not
going to
take Oliveira. Okay.
Stearns and Wilson. I'm going to go Cobb because
he's in Dembski's spot.
That's tough to say. Hey, Belton. All right.
He's taking Gavin Cobb, number 82. Just to take the guy who's replacing him. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Darryl Davis, who's going to eat for the Bombers today?
Just to draw attention to Ontario Wilson, Pokey Wilson, that great catch he made.
Last week.
Oh, my goodness. So, yeah, if he makes anything close to that's eating enough for me. I'll take Pokey Wilson is his nickname, right?
Mm-hmm. Ontario Wilson. I'm going to go with Jarris Stearns. He's actually my fantasy lineup this week. I think he's going to be the guy that more fills the Nick Dembski role for Zach Collaros today for the Bombers. Okay, Belton, where do you want to head to next?
Let's stay with the Bombers there. Go to defense, Jamie.
Okay, who do you think's going to eat for the Blue Bombers defense?
I'm going to take middle linebacker there, Jones.
Oh, man, he's got a lot of tackles.
He does.
He's one of Tony Jones, one of the leading tacklers in the Canadian Football League, number 33 for the Bombers. Mario Anderson Jr. is going to be the guy he's chasing around today instead of A.J. Ouellette.
I think this guy is a fine defensive back. Dietrich Nichols, number one. If Jake Mayer is off target at all, Nichols will be the guy picking him off.
Okay, I'll go with Willie Jefferson. It's a new tackle. Jermarcus Hardrick today for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. It is Darius Washington at right tackle. He'll be busy, I imagine, trying to handle number 5 of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. As we continue, who's going to eat with Belton Johnson and slide over to the Riders? Belton, offense or defense first?
Let's go defense, Jamie.
Who do you like?
How long do you think some of the starters here may play?
A lot.
A lot, yeah?
Except for Thurman. I think Aubrey Miller Jr. will be the guy that plays a lot more out of everybody else. But I think the rotation will go through. Maybe Malik Carney will come out. They have Bennett Jr., who's a new guy now on the roster. Patrick was taking reps as well. So I'd say Carney and Thurman will probably be about the only regular starters you see out today.
I'm going to go Caleb Sanders.
Oh, that's who I was going to take.
Yeah.
Sorry, he's the more he plays, the more impressive he is. Yeah.
And he's got the spotlight on him.
He does today. Yeah. Fill in for a legend in Micah Johnson. Yeah. He'll do
now what,
well. Daryl? Oh, boy.
As Daryl's recalibrating his pick.
Well, you know what? Zach Collaros has been kind of vulnerable these days. Let's go with Malik Kearney. I think he'll play enough that he'll put a little pressure on the Bombers' starting quarterback.
I am going to go with Antoine Brooks Jr., Sam linebacker. He's every day at training camp, he intercepted a play. Mm-hmm. Like every time, he just makes plays out there. So
he's in his spot. I think he's better to be Sam than he is in the backfield. Yes.
Okay. Belton Johnson, who's going to eat for the Riders offense?
I think I'm going to go Mr. Anderson Jr.
The running back filling in for A.J. Olet. I've liked the way he's run in this small sample size.
Right. He took a hit and kept going on about two plays. I saw that one game.
Daryl?
Joe
Robustelli.
I don't usually use nicknames.
That's what I was saying.
Joe Robustelli is the guy. Number 82.
Well, I'll tell you what. There's one guy on this team Jake Mayer has thrown to in his career. And it's Sean Bain Jr.
And he's a good interview.
And I'm going to go with Sean Bain Jr., number 15, the veteran receiver. Playing receiver for the first time this year after being the return man a couple of weeks ago. But back in the lineup after being out last week at the receiving corps. So that's who we think is going to eat with the matchups. And now we find out what's in the box in the tailgating tip with Belton Johnson with Sherwood Co-op. Belton, what do we have?
Smoked cream cheese with bacon jam.
Smoked cream cheese topped with bacon jam.
Mm-hmm.
And scoops. So what do we got, Belton?
All right. So this is kind of a two-parter, right? So with the cream cheese, we'll start with that. Get the smoker going, 200 degrees there. I scored it a bit and everything, and I topped it with olive oil, and then I use a maple rub, and I cover every
nook and cranny.
There you go, there. That cream cheese with the seasoning there, and I put it on the smoker and smoked it for 2 hours. That's the cream cheese.
Okay.
That's the easy part. The bacon, which is the hardest part, because when I cook bacon, I just want to eat it as soon as it's done. But cooked up bacon and got it all crisp and everything. I cut it up in about an inch squares or whatnot, right? Got it cooked up, rendered down. The bacon was ready. Left about 2 tablespoons of the bacon grease in the skillet there. Mm-hmm. Sliced up some onions. Some shallots. Onion shallots and garlic. Put that all in there, get it cooked down, wilted down, right? And once that was ready, golden brown and everything, what I did was add in brown sugar, maple syrup, a little bit of chili powder, and apple cider vinegar. And the bacon. So that all, just imagine, like my house, fellas, it still probably smells like bacon jam in that kitchen.
Ooh, yeah.
But cooked
how'd
it
you
up,
leave?
Oh, but cooked it all down, mm-hmm. right, till it reduced into like a syrup or like a jam, mm-hmm. like, right? And that was it, fellas. Got it out, topped it up, brought the smoked cheese. And I opened it up a while ago, Daryl, and I was like, here, smell the smoke.
It was good.
And that was it, fellas. Smoked cream cheese with bacon jam.
Again, the Green Zone Game Day pregame shows, our podcast on the Green Zone Game Day page. All the way back to the preseason, you can find Belton Johnson's tailgating tips. Write this one down. Is it eating time? Okay.
Oh, you probably was waiting over to say that.
I was. I got Duke and Cranny at the right time, so I'm ready for eating time.
All right. Jamie and I, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson here on the Green Zone pregame show. I'll bring you up today what just happened in the Blue Jays game. Bases loaded, nobody out for the Jays in the top half of the fourth inning. Bases loaded, nobody out. Strikeout for one out.
And then the next guy up, Clement, hit one dead straight down, and it stayed fair right at the plate. Kyle Raleigh picks it up, force out at home, double play to first, inning over, as Kyle Raleigh jumped on it, and before it rolled and backspin foul for a double play to end a bases-loaded, no-out threat at the top half of the fourth, still 1-0 Mariners in Game 5 of a 2-2 series tie with the Jays and Seattle. Coming up next, well, he signed an extension. Head coach Corey Mace from the coach's chair next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Dye, Daryl Davis, and Belton Johnson here on the Green Zone pregame show on this Friday afternoon as the Riders play in Winnipeg. 6 o'clock first kick as they take on the Bombers at Princess Auto Stadium. Meanwhile, the Jays couldn't get one over the plate. Bases loaded, no out in the top half of the fourth as Seattle has a man on first. Two out in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Mariners still lead 1-0. But right now, it's time for the coach's chair.
Let's go!
He's got the answers to the questions you want to know about the green and white. Now, the coach's chair.
As we hear from the head coach of the Rough Riders, Corey Mace, who had to debate what the right thing to do is to handle rest or rust.
Yeah, I don't know that there is a specific go-to, you know, recipe for that. It's kind of every team kind of presents, you know, different challenges from that standpoint. But I think having a pulse on the locker room, pulse on the guys, and you're looking at risk reward of, you know, who needs who's banged up and has been, you know, doing it for a while, who could potentially use a little bit of time, or some guys who are rhythm guys who, you know, who need the reps, right? So it's just looking at it in totality, and every year's and everybody's situation is different, and ours certainly will present a couple of those, but I feel like we've got a solid plan in place, and allows us to go out there and still kind of check off things that we want to see.
But how important is the intensity to stay high, no matter who's playing?
Yeah, no, it's that, and we addressed it, you know, this morning. Complacency is not an option for us. So, you know, even, you know, I don't know, maybe some people expected some days off or something. Like, we don't. Sorry. Yeah, we got work to do. Yeah.
Corey, what do you want to see from this team in Winnipeg this weekend?
The exact same thing that we see and try to achieve every week. The detail-oriented football, energy, juice, passion, and a physical brand. Like, we're still trying to become the team that we want to become. And we don't – it doesn't matter who's out there. You're in that locker room, you're part of this team. So the standard doesn't change.
Is this the point in the year where maybe the guys who got in due to injury earlier can now kind of show what they can do again? Because I look at this team, a bunch of these backups have been starters for you guys at different points this year.
Yeah, 100%. And then, you know, we talked to the guys since training camp at one point or another in the season, like, we're going to depend on you to help us try to win football games. And some of them have had to do it early, and some of them, you know, have to do it now. But just the way the season's gone, a lot of those guys, it's not like they're fresh faces. These are guys who have made really good plays for us and to help us to win. So certainly no drop-off as far as standards concerned.
What sort of physical game do you expect? Because Winnipeg, they're battling for their playoff lives. And, I mean, any game between the Riders and Bombers turns physical.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, they're built off of that. They're a physical football team. Their defense flies around, likes to hit. You know, their offensive line is a physical group. Brady obviously plays physical. You know, their receiving core, you know, they do a good job trying to block as well. So, you know, we try to pride ourselves on the same thing as far as a makeup of our football team. And it should be that. I mean, it is what it is as far as, you know, as you said, the Riders versus Bombers. Everybody, I think, expects what kind of ball game that's going to be. And, man, that's what it's got to be, especially this time of year.
Yes, indeed. It is the Rough Riders and the Bombers, after all, although the Riders have nothing to play for. Belton, mm-hmm. They do have something to play for, though, don't they? Like Washington. And Joe and Neild and Duncan Busby and Bain Jr.
Anderson Jr. Yeah, they're playing for something for sure, right? Because, and my thoughts too, Jamie, Daryl, is, you know, the postseason. Some of those, you never know who's going to be that guy that gets to make that roster for the postseason as well, right? I look at somebody like Joe Robustelli. I think he should be on that freaking playoff roster. He's just an animal.
Well, if Sean Bain Jr. pops, then you go, okay, maybe we put Mario Alford back off the roster, and Bain can also play maybe some receiver in the playoffs too.
So that, and that's why I don't think this game is just going to be I don't think the Riders are going to lay down by no means. But I just think with some of the experience, that's where they may fall behind a little bit.
As we continue here on the Green Zone pregame show, coming up next, we'll hear from Britton Gray's player profile interview. Plus, we have to get to bold predictions. Mm. Daryl's got the lead.
We can just pass it this week if you
like. No, we got to catch you, Daryl Davis. We got to catch you. We have 18 points up for grabs.
There we go.
Tonight.
Well, maybe we'll split 6-6-6.
If I was ahead, we'd only have 2 or 3.
I know. I've seen this before.
This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Welcome back to the Green Zone pregame show. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson with you on this Friday evening, getting set for the Riders and the Bombers. 6 o'clock kickoff at Princess Auto Stadium in Winnipeg. Real quick update on the Jays. George Springer RBI double in the top half of the fifth as the Jays have gotten to the Mariners' bullpen right now, and it's paid off. 1-1 tie, two out. George Springer on second base, top of five with the Mariners and the Jays, who are also tied 2-2 in the series. But let's get to our first bold prediction question. Daryl has a six-point lead on us. Well, 6 points on me. He's got 13 on you, Belton.
Yep. I need all 18 here.
Jake Mayer, completions, attempts, yards, longest passing play, touchdowns, interceptions. And then does Jack Cohn, how many passing attempts does Jack Cohn get today?
You think they'll put Jack Cohn in? What do you guys think?
I'm not sure. I think so.
They didn't use him very much in practice this week. Not with the ones.
Yeah.
They use them with the twos, but I don't think, didn't see, well, which would be the threes, I guess, now.
Maybe depending on how the game goes, right?
Yeah.
So, Jake Mayer, I'm going to go 23 completions, 30 attempts, 290 yards, 40-yard longest, 2 touchdowns, 1 INT, Jack Cohn. I'm going to say 0. I'm going to go with 0 for Jack Cohn.
18 for 25. Okay. 240.
Longest passing play?
25. 26. 26.
Touchdowns?
1.
Interceptions?
2.
Cohn attempted passes?
5.
Belton Johnson, completions for Jake Mayer.
And what did you have there, Jamie?
23.
And
18.
Let me go 20 completions.
20 completions? How many attempts?
Oh, boy. Let's go 30.
Yards?
What Daryl have there?
240. I had 290.
272.
Longest passing play?
Let's go about 35.
Touchdowns?
One. I'll give him one.
1. Interceptions?
I'm going to go 0 on that.
And Cone passing attempts?
I don't think he's getting in.
0?
0.
All righty. If he gets in, Daryl's going to get the point. Yeah. We'll see how it goes. As we continue here on the Green Zone pregame show and slide over to Britton Gray's profile interview, he had an animated chat with the starting corner, Benny Sapp III.
So first of all, just how's the adjustment been to the CFL game for you?
Man, I love it. It really just showing a different variation of myself, just not let alone just, you know, playing safety in America and then, you know, coming here playing corner and then using my safety tools to be able to be a confident corner, be confident in my teammates, and trust my, you know, my peers around me to excel. And I love it. I love it so far, man.
I'm from a football family, I believe. Can you run me through who's played football at a high level?
Oh man, so I got my dad, Benny Sapp Jr. He played 8 years, undrafted, made the 53 every year, ended up getting a big contract like year 6. and then finished off, you know, his years, eight years in the league. I got my uncle, Asante Samuel, my cousin, Asante Samuel. I got two twin cousins that played in the NFL, Brian and Brandon Dixon. Grew up with Pastor Tane. That's one good close friends of mine. And a lot. I got a lot of people.
You relate to Asante Samuel.
Yeah, that's my guy. Like, we're not necessarily related in a way, but my dad grew up with his dad in high school, and ever since I came out of the womb, that was the first person I met. So it's just been like that ever since. That's my brother.
I believe I got told that there's five Benny Saps. Oh, yes. Is that correct? Yes. Can you run me through that?
Yeah. So the first one right here on my chest, that's my granddad right here. The second one is my dad, obviously the junior. And then I'm the third. My little brother, Benny Sapp the fourth, he's 12. And then I got a baby brother, Benny Sapp the fifth, he's 4. So Benny Sapp is going to be playing football for a long time, I'll tell you that.
How's that work when you guys got in trouble at home? Oh, who do you get yelled at, or how do they do it?
So my dad obviously gets the Benny. You know, head honcho, he's a dad. So they call me BJ for Benny Jr., which I'm the third, but it's fine. I'm BJ. And then my little brother, Benny Sapp the fourth, we call him Ben Ben. And then the fifth, we call him Fat Fat because he was the biggest baby. So we just did it like that.
Perfect. And so just what's it been like this? Join this team, and here you guys are playing, going to be playing some playoff football here in a little bit.
Man, I love it. It's honestly, I really appreciate my teammates just trusting in me, understanding that I was coming at a short notice and had to get thrown in the fire, and definitely burnt myself a couple times. But they was the first people to patch me up, and that's all you can ask for in a teammate. Just have you when you're down and up, and it really gives me a lot of confidence, and I believe in them just as much as they believe in me. And I can't wait to, you know, just to keep going with these guys. I feel like we got a real good thing going on, and whatever happens shaking up when everybody get back, I'm just glad to be a part of something like this, because this is crazy.
How important has it been to have those veterans to kind of help you guys, Sheldrick Redwine, and guys get going?
Man, I swear, just having all those vets, Sales, Tajon Campbell, he actually played with my cousin Asante, which is funny, but it's a lot of stress that I don't necessarily have to go through by not having a veteran. I just ask them because I'm pretty sure that they went through it already, and they just give me the answer to it all right there, and I just got to execute when it's time to execute, and I really appreciate that a lot.
What's it meant for you, the coaching staff, to give you the opportunity to start because of some injuries so early in your career here?
No, facts, man. Just getting to start, man, is really unbelievable. I was at the grocery store when I got the call that they was ready to pull me up, and I was so happy, and then I honestly didn't expect it to move this fast, but I'm very thankful and grateful to, you know, get the opportunity like this, because I know people in America, North America, a lot of people would love to be in my position, and I'm not taking it for granted at all. I really appreciate it a lot.
That is Benny Sapp the third, as he gets going for the Rough Riders. When I said animated conversation, I forget who I might have been talking to, Sheldrick Redwine or something, and I look over, and he's got his shirt off. He's pointing at it. When he said this is my dad, he was pointing at the tattoo on his chest. Oh, yeah. There's granddad, and he's going through the family tree with Britton Gray, a very, very, very long list of football family for Benny Sapp the third, who starts at corner again today for the Saskatchewan
football pedigree.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, no doubt. Okay. Back to bold predictions. I want the yards of the starting offensive players who weren't starting the last couple of weeks. Anderson Jr., Dell Duncan Busby, Ajoa Joe, Sean Bain Jr.
Ooh.
And which Rough Rider offensive player has the biggest play today? Daryl, do you want
to start? Sure, I should. Right?
Anderson Jr. This is yards from scrimmage, by the way.
So right. Passing plays and
rushing combined.
Plays. I think he's going to be in the 80s, 82.
82. Dell Duncan Busby.
Mayer hasn't thrown him much. 30.
Ajoa Joe.
35.
Bain Jr.
25.
And who gets the biggest play? Which player?
Of all of them?
Out of anybody, and you can go anybody else.
Okay, Robustelli, because I said Robustelli is going to eat, Joe, so I better stick with Joe
Robustelli. Belton, do you want me to go, or do you want to go?
I'll go.
Anderson Jr.
I'm going to go 101.
101. Dell Duncan Busby.
Let's go 20.
Ajoa Joe.
72.
Bain Jr.
86.
And biggest play on offense?
Biggest play, Anderson Jr.
Anderson Jr. I'm going to go Bane with the biggest play. I'm going to go 70 yards for Bane, 40 yards for Ajoe, and Dell Duncan Busby. I'm going to go 15 for him. Anderson Jr. I think Bertrand Hudon will also get reps in there at running back, too. I'll take 70 for Anderson Jr. For the offensive playmakers for the Riders. Different lineup card for the Rough Riders offense today against the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The threat ended at a 1-1 tie, by the way. Vladdy Guerrero Jr. was on a 2-0 count, but they did strike him out to end the threat for the Jays. 1-1 tie, bottom half of the fifth inning. Kevin Gausman still going, but the Mariners are in the bullpen right now, heading into the top of the sixth against the Blue Jay middle portion of their lineup. Coming up next, one more bold prediction question and a roster check here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Nye, Canadian Football Hall of Fame reporter Daryl Davis, Grey Cup champion Belton Johnson here on the Green Zone pregame show ahead of the Rough Riders and the Winnipeg Blue Bombers tonight in Winnipeg, Manitoba. The Bombers at 8-8. They need a win and an Elks loss to clinch a playoff spot this week. Of course, the Elks do play tonight. There are two games tonight in the CFL. The Elks are in BC against the Lions. There is still a chance if the Elks win tonight and the Stamps lose and the Bombers win, there is a chance at a four-way tie for second at 9-9. And if that happens, the Bombers will miss the playoffs. Right.
Wow.
And the Elks can make it that way. It's weird. It's not likely to happen, Melton, but weird things happen sometimes.
Wouldn't that be something if the Bombers miss, the Riders win tonight, and... Oh, man.
Jameer Thurman talked about it. He said, you know, you got to consider who you're playing.
At the end of the day, you got to remember that they ended our season last year. So we have an opportunity to end theirs or continue to make them keep fighting for theirs.
And, of course, you know, sweeping the season series might work for them as
but,
well.
Jameer Thurman's got more than that on history. Four straight times, the last four times the Riders have been in the playoffs, guess who's ended their season? It's been the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, so there's got to be some, you're right, there's got to be some grudges, but I still think that they're the weakest of the possible opponents in the playoffs, and the Riders would probably like to play them in the playoffs, but they're not going to turn over 2 points to them tonight.
Not a chance. Meanwhile, as we get to another bold prediction question, speaking of Jameer Thurman, he and A.J. Allen are battling it out for the tackle lead on the team and defensive plays on the team, as A.J. Allen leads him by two defensive plays, but Jameer Thurman leads him by a couple in the defensive tackle category with the Rough Riders tonight. So that's going to be a bold prediction question. A.J. versus Jameer. How many tackles for both, and do either of them create or get a turnover?
Like you're talking a forced fumble, a tip, or
you know, pressure the quarterback. He throws an interception. I'd count that as forcing a turnover as well.
Yeah.
So let's go. AJ Allen tackles. I haven't started yet. Oh no, I started with Jake Mayer. Belton, you haven't started yet. Go ahead. So, AJ Allen tackles. What do you think?
I'm gonna give him 6.
Jameer Thurman tackles.
8.
Does AJ Allen cause?
I'm saying both of them are going to cause one, James.
Yes and yes. I will say 5 tackles for AJ, 4 for Jameer. Yes for AJ, no for Jameer Thurman on creating a turnover.
Oh, I know why you went low now. Okay. God, dog.
I'm going even lower. 4 for Allen and 3. 3 for Thurman.
3 for Thurman.
Are they going to? One of them will. Allen will create a turnover.
And no for Jameer Thurman. All righty. Let's get to a roster check. Do I have enough time for this? Okay, yes, I do have enough time for the roster check. Let's go through the Blue Bombers real quick. Demario Houston returns for Dexter Lawrence Jr. Akerik Wheatfall returns. He takes the spot of Dylan Mitchell. And Nick Dembski is out this week, so Gavin Cobb will start at receiver. Those are the changes for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Now, Let's go to the Saskatchewan Roughriders, shall we? The Saskatchewan Roughriders changes. Braden Knoll starts at center for Logan Ferland. Ferland is on the roster as the sixth offensive lineman. Sean Bain Jr. is in for an injured Keyshawn Johnson. Mario Anderson Jr. is in for A.J. Ouellette, being rested this week. Del Duncan Busby will move up to starting spot. Kean Schaefer Baker will be a backup receiver today. Ajoa Joe moves up the lineup. Sam Emelis comes off the roster. That Canadian spot goes to Tavon Campbell, who returns as the starting corner today for the Rough Riders. Marcus Sales coming off the roster. That import spot goes to Aubrey Miller Jr., who is on the roster this week as a backup middle linebacker. And then you have Darius Washington at right tackle for Jermarcus Hardrick. And Chico Bennett Jr. is on the roster this week as a rotational defensive end. He takes the spot of Micah Johnson, who comes off the roster for, what are they calling it now, Daryl?
Load management.
Load management. That is why he is off the roster this week. There are all the changes for the Rough Riders going into this one today. Will that impact our final segment here on the Green Zone, which is who wins and what's the score? I am so tempted to take the Riders today. I don't think this is going to be – a lot of people are just, the Bombers are going to win because of the rest. But it's all these guys have played high-quality football this season that are playing for the Rough Riders today. I've already said it on the Blitz podcast. I've said it on the show. I am taking the Winnipeg Blue Bombers 21-19. That's my final score. 21-19, Bombers beat the Riders. Daryl Davis?
26-21. Bombers.
26-21 for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Belton Johnson, you're our last hope. Do you think
I changed my mind, Jamie? I'm going with the Riders.
Oh,
I'm going, screw that.
He's changing his mind.
28-23 Riders.
28-what? Was it the points for bold predictions that changed your mind?
No,
what is it?
It wasn't that. It's just when I'm on the fence. which way, like, because I too, I'm thinking Bombers, but I'm like, man, the Riders got quite a few guys that have played a bit, right? So,
and then the guys who haven't, they're going to be hungry, right?
Yeah, they are.
They're not going to be, we're only out here to rest guys, who cares, whatever. No chance.
I agree.
I don't think so either. I'm tempted to change my pick, but can't do it. I've said it on every platform on CJME and CKOM on where I'm going with this one. So we'll see how it happens. Belton's now going with the Rough Riders against the Bombers tonight. The kickoff in about 10 minutes from now. Of course, it's on TSN. Jamie Nye, Daryl Davis, Belton Johnson with you. Thanks for tuning in on the Green Zone pregame show. If you're in the vehicle and you're, what's the score? I'll bring you up to date right now. It is the top half of the sixth, no out, runner on second for the Blue Jays, as the Mariners are now onto their third pitcher of the night right now. So Kevin Gausman did come out of the game in the bottom half of the fifth inning, but it is 1-1, runner on second for the Jays, nobody out in the top half of the sixth inning. It is a 2-2 series tie. It is game five tonight. Of course, game six in Toronto on Sunday. We already know the young rookie, Treya Savage, will go in that one. Meanwhile, of course, when that final whistle sounds tonight in the football game, we'll be on the air with the Green Zone post-game show. We'll talk to you right back here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.